Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hello, St. Louis and surrounding areas. You are listening to another edition of At Your Service right here on Camo X. And you know what? It does feel like the first time, as far as I'm concerned, because it's been a long time since I have been on At Your Service. In fact, it's been a long time since I've been on Camo X anyway. You may recognize the voice. If it sounds like it's not normally a studio quality, there is a reason for that. I'm actually out on the East Coast, and so I'm doing tonight's show remotely. Well, who is this? I think I kind of recognize the voice. Yeah, this is Dave Simons, the certified financial planner and head of the Simons Cordes Wealth Management Group by day and the occasional fill-in host of At Your Service in the evening, but also the host of the long-running Dollars and Cents show, which I started back in 1996. And anymore, that's just kind of a fill-in show as well, because there's this baseball team locally. You might have heard of them. What are they? I've got it in my notes here. The St. Louis Cardinals. That's it. How quickly we forget that normally take the time on Camo X on Sunday afternoons and then during the weeknights as well, so I don't get on much except in the wintertime. So my apologies if the audio isn't up to snuff as you normally get when I'm in the studio, which, by the way, I will be 2 weeks from now, so I'll be filling in exactly 2 weeks from tonight back in the studio. And we'll see if things improve in a lot of different ways, especially when it comes to the markets. We'll get to all of that in the second hour, but you know, when I was kind of putting this show together and I was thinking about, well, you know, it's been a long time since I've been on because the Cardinals and all that. And I can't, as a huge Cardinals fan, I shouldn't be on right now. at your service should not be on right now. The Cardinals should be on Camo X. They should be in the playoffs. Well, they shouldn't. They don't deserve it. But you know what I'm talking about. We in St. Louis are a little spoiled by our local team after all these years and decades when normally they at least are competitive. But man, oh man, what a lost season. I heard Matt Pauley earlier, and I've heard him say this many times throughout the season, that he really did expect this team to be playoff bound and probably win the division and win 90 games. And I'm with him. I went into this season, I think a lot of fans thought, you know, you're not in the strongest division. It's not like we have the Braves or the Dodgers in our division. The Brewers are good, but they're not great. So I thought we could easily just mop up on some of the lesser competition in the division, and we'd be right there. But holy cow, 71 and 91? We lost more than 90 games. You know, I've seen it written in some places that this was the first time that the Cardinals had finished in last place in more than a century, back in 1918. And that's not true. I think that fact has been cleaned up, but I still don't remember where I saw that. But that's fake news. They did finish in last place back in 1990 when they finished with a record of 70 and 92. So one game worse than what we just experienced this year. But that was the last time we finished in last place. I'll tell you the year that I recall as being the worst year, and I had to go back and look at all the seasons to make sure that I remembered this correctly, and it turned out it was accurate. The worst year of my life, and in fact, the worst year for the Cardinals in modern times, was back in 1978 when I was 16 years old. And they finished with 93 losses, only 69 wins. Yeah, that the Vern Rapp days, if you remember that. I'll tell you the other thing I remember about 1978, being a Cardinals fan as a teenager. I was one of the few lucky souls to be at Busch Stadium with my brother. My dad dropped us off because he needed to go elsewhere. And it's like, yeah, the Cardinals are no good. I don't want to sit through kind of a rainy April day. I'll never forget it. The weather wasn't that great. And there were only 11,000 people in the stadium on that April of 1978. And we were one of the few to witness Bob Forrest throw a no-hitter. Couldn't believe it. My dad came and picked us up at the end and said, I can't believe I didn't stay at the game. So somewhere I've got that ticket stub. Of course, we don't have stubs anymore. But when somebody says, you know, as long as the Cardinals are, you know, getting 3 million fannies in the seats, what motivation does ownership have to, you know, have a winning ball club and spend all this money? Well, you know what? If this were to continue, I'm telling you, even in St. Louis, they're not going to get 3.5 million. They won't get 2.5 million. It takes time. If you don't believe me, then maybe you weren't around back in the 1970s. You know, the 60s were great, of course. We went to the World Series for several years, won two of them. Early 70s were actually pretty good. We didn't win any divisions, but we were very competitive with the Pirates back in the early 70s. And then things started to fall apart after that. And by the late 70s, man, they just were not getting many people to go downtown to the ballpark. It took Whitey Herzog and that new era of Whitey Ball to come in, and boom, we started hitting 3 million for the first time. So, oh man, I still believe, as a lifelong Cardinal fan, and yes, I'm blissfully naive, I think at times, I don't care. I will support this team and say, come on, man, keep me off of At Your Service a year from now. I shouldn't be on right now. The Cardinals actually should be. I have had to flip the order of issues and subjects to talk about tonight on At Your Service. Again, this is Dave Simons filling in tonight, because I was going to talk a little bit about the financial markets. That's what I do for a living. And I think people are very, very concerned right now, as the stock market definitely looks to be in correction mode. And I do want to address that and give you my professional opinion on this. Also, the fixed income market, bonds are in turmoil, even gold is down. Nothing is working right now. So what's going on, and what should we do about it? But then this whole breaking news today of Kevin McCarthy being ousted, I've decided to flip things. So I want to address that first here in the first hour, because I think that's the most pressing thing. And then we'll save the political discussion. I'm the investment and finance discussion for the second hour. I'm a political junkie as much as I am a sports junkie, investment junkie, all that stuff. And this is maddening to me. And there have been times in the last few years where I literally have just thrown my arms up in despair and said, why do I even care? Why do I get so upset by watching the nightly news and what's happening in D.C.? Does it even matter? I still think it does. But haven't you all at some point just wanted to throw in the towel and say, it's like watching a bunch of kids there? I mean, in how they behave. And it's not the majority of it. I tell you, it's a very small group, a select group in both parties. I am not an ideologue. I certainly am on one side politically, and I never really discuss that on a personal level. You don't need somebody else out there bloviating once again and adding to the noise. But I'm not afraid to call out my own party at times and just say, you guys are blowing this. I don't know what you're up to. And I feel like that's what's happening right now. It is disheartening, but I also am an eternal optimist. And as the son of an American historian, a college professor, I'm also convinced that we will get through this because we always do. It's the old swing of the pendulum. When we come back, I am going to play an excerpt of a podcast that I released in the spring with our own Michael Kelly. I think all of you know who he is. He and John Hancock have had a long running show on Camo X, Hancock and Kelly, also on Fox 2. And Michael Kelly is on the left side. He's the Democrat. He's been a lifelong Democrat consultant and strategist. And I think this is perfect timing to pull a little piece out of that podcast that I released with Michael back in the spring. Because it's very, very timely. We talk about the dysfunction that's going on. We talk about how social media is also adding fuel to this fire that seems to be raging across the country. However, is it really that deeply embedded? Is the rhetoric and the negative discourse that we hear so deeply embedded in the fabric of American society right now? I actually don't think it is. I think we get upset, but most of us just still get up every morning. We go to work. We get upset about things. We go home to our families, and we just want everyone in Congress to at least compromise and somehow get along. It's the extremists, and that's what we're seeing in Congress right now. It is a small group of Republicans right now that have really caused issues for Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans. I'm not necessarily engaging in the battle here on one side or the other. I'm just stating the facts. That it is a very small group of about eight men and women who have really caused some issues for the Republican Party. And the Democrats are just sitting back going, yeah, keep it up. This is fun to watch. You guys are self-immolating right here in front of everybody. So stay with us. When we come back, I'll introduce that part of the podcast with Michael Kelly. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to At Your Service here on Camo X.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is 8:20 in St. Louis. Without further ado, I want to get to a podcast, a portion of it. It's a 75-minute podcast that I released back in the spring. And when we come out of the break that's going to be coming up again in about, 15 minutes or so, I'll tell you how to access the whole thing if you're interested. But I went back and listened to the whole thing this morning, and I thought, oh, man, for the At Your Service segment tonight, I'm going to pull this little, I guess it's probably about 14 minutes coming up, so it'll fill this whole segment before the next break. But Michael Kelly, the well-known Democrat strategist and consultant who's been within party politics for really his entire adult life. You'll hear my voice first, asking them kind of a question, making some statements along the way, and we discuss the state of politics. We even get, or he gets into the issue of abortion, and then even his lifelong friendship with his counterpart, John Hancock. Here we go.
I do a lot of traveling. I know you can do a lot of that, especially come time of political season. Just the last year, I have been to 16 states. And I do a lot of driving. I love driving because I get to talk to people all the time. And I have been everywhere from Eugene, Oregon, Madison, Wisconsin. You can't get much more left than that. To recently Fort Worth, Texas, down through Mississippi and Alabama. Can't get much more Trump country than that. I don't get a sense of a lot of angst. When I talk to people, it is people going to work every day. Yeah, if you pull them to the side, they might be very passionate in their feelings. You get on Twitter and Facebook, it is a cesspool. And you really do buy into the concept, are we going to have a civil war? My answer is, I don't think so. But you wouldn't know that on social media. Should we have more regulation of this?
Oh, potentially, but isn't that the slippery slope, Dave? The same people who want to regulate the internet now are the ones who are telling you can't regulate it with guns. No, we need to use common sense is what's going on. When I started in politics, there was no internet. We didn't have cell phones. I used to have to get on the phone and call the local reporter and spend 20 minutes yelling and abdicating my point of view in the hopes that I would get one sentence in an article. Now, politicians don't even have to deal with the media. They can put out their own thought processes. And at the same time, preying on either your best or worst instincts with that stuff. And, getting into that hatred that maybe exists in all of us on both sides of the aisle and leveraging that. And so then you couple that with algorithms that say, hey, Dave looked at something on Donald Trump, therefore we need to keep sending him this far right stuff. I see it in my own social media stuff. I do think it's problematic. I think there needs to be some accountability. I don't think it's just a TikTok-driven thing. I don't like the fact that Mark Zuckerberg or Dorsey or any of these guys have the information that we have. But, English, German, Italian, those no longer matter. Ones and zeros are the language of our world.
Good point.
And it has taken over, and, we're going to have to learn how to regulate it like we've regulated most other things.
I had mentioned my dad was a college professor, and now I'll go ahead and admit it because he wouldn't care if I said this, but he was and is as progressive as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned before, I didn't know that growing up because, interestingly, it was never discussed in the household.
Right.
I learned about it after the fact. This is a man who's in his mid-80s and even recently marched in protest in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm like, I don't agree with my dad, but I love the fact that he's still part of the political process and he's making himself known.
Right.
He marched with his, he taught at Flow Valley in the 60s and 70s here in St. Louis. It's a junior college. He marched with his students, anti-Vietnam protests. He is disgusted what's happening in college campuses today by his own side, in that you can have a conservative speaker get shouted down to the point they have to leave, escorted by police. Some speakers who get invited never even get that far. They might even bail out before they get there. Do you see this as an issue, or do you think it's overblown?
I don't think it's unique to college campuses. I'm a Catholic, strong believer in my faith. And for the in my entire adult life, they've been telling me that everybody that I support, who I believe is living in some principles, the golden rule of taking care of those who can't take care of themselves, shouldn't be voting for them because of X, Y, and Z reason. And so this is the polarity that exists not only on college campuses. It existed inside my Catholic church. It exists inside your local troop for the Boy Scouts. It's just, this is part of the human nature that exists. And I mean, I love when people complain about college campuses. There's no doubt about it. There's progressive thought processes happening inside of college campuses. But one of the things we want college kids to do is to go and learn and expand and grow their mind. So they're making a big deal of it. I don't think it should turn violent, and I don't think it should be problematic. But in the same way that I had to deal with it as growing up, still as a Catholic today, being told that I was voting for baby killers who were out trying to make sure that moms could feed their kids. So I think people just have to use common sense.
The overturn of Roe v. Wade. Some people, even on the right, are worried, even though they support it. I'm so glad that we have that kind of legislation. I'm glad we have a Supreme Court that did this. But I've seen some local elections starting to turn the other way because of that issue. Could you have foreseen that?
Sure. 80% of Americans believe that abortion should be legal in some form or another. It's an unpopular position that the pro-life community has taken for a number of reasons, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of, incest and rape, et cetera, and when a woman realizes she's pregnant, et cetera. I think this is one of those places where the push and pull of government right now, it's pulling us to the extremes, needs to bring some common sense into it. Nobody thinks that a dad who rapes a 14-year-old girl and she's pregnant, that she ought to hold that baby to term. The majority of people aren't there. And so I think we're going to hopefully see this change over time. And I don't know. I think the Republicans, when it comes to this whole choice issue or life issue, as they would call it, are kind of like the dog who caught the car. They don't know what to do. It was just an easy soundbite to win elections, just like we'd say, oh, the Democrats are going to come take your guns. You know, it was easy soundbites. But now the reality is this is being enforced, and guess what? People don't like it.
Well, I told the story in some dramatic fashion. I didn't mean it to be dramatic, but I got more response on a Camo X segment that
exact one you're talking about.
Where I revealed with my mom's permission that I am here because of a rape. My mom was raped at 18. And so I'm adamant about on the pro-life side because I wouldn't be here otherwise. But I made this point that, interestingly, my mom is pro-choice. And she didn't, by the way, I didn't know this till I was 57 years old, 3 years ago. She had hit, I don't know my biological father, but she finally, when I was 57, decided that she was going to come clean and tell me what happened. And I was blown away that day. I cried the rest of the day. I couldn't believe it. You feel like it's a weird thing that I won't even go down that road. That maybe that's another segment sometime. But I was already pro-life. I became even more adamant about it because I thought I've lived such a wonderful life. Yes, heartache and heartbreak like everybody, but I'm so blessed and I'm glad that my mom chose what she did, even though this was pre-Roe v. Wade. And it would have been difficult for her to get an abortion in rural Kansas anyway. The point that I make there is that, interestingly, when I asked her about this, she's revealing this story for the first time. She said, but I'm pro-choice. And I said, well, okay, I know you're on the left side politically, but I thought maybe because of a choice you made 57 years ago. And she said, no, because I don't feel like I have the right to tell somebody else who has gone through my situation that they're being forced to have that child. And it did change the trajectory of my mom's life forever. She was in college. She was a freshman, had to drop out, never went back to school, ended up becoming a secretary. I'm thankful she made that decision. The reason I'm telling you that story is I hate when people make it so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just black and white. Pro-life, that's the way it is, which I'm on that side. Pro-choice, that's the way it is. Well, a lot of times there are specific situations
sure.
where it's more nuanced than mm-hmm. that, and we need to listen
yeah.
to each other.
Well, growing up with five sisters and a mother, you know, and I know the stupid things and decisions I've made in my life. Who am I to be telling others what decisions they should be making in theirs? And so I can appreciate your mom's position. I'm grateful you're here.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of people want to make that decision in their life. I just don't know that they want the big arm of government telling them, you know, what they should be doing with their own biology. And that's kind of where I fall. I mean, fortunately, this isn't a consequence that I will ever face. Not a consequence, but or whatever. I'm not going to be getting pregnant, so therefore I'm going to yield to those who let them make their own decisions.
All right. Let's turn our attention to something that's a lot more fun to talk
okay.
about, and that is your relationship
yeah.
with a certain John Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to get your remembrance of this because he does in the episode that I did with him, the first encounter that he really
yeah.
had with
I know.
With you at a public event. Tell us about that.
Well, John Hancock, and remember, I was young. I was probably 24, 25 years old, just taken over as the head of the Democratic Party.
That is young for taking
yeah,
over that role.
Mrs. Carnahan was running for re-election. You remember she won the election when her dead husband, Mel Carnahan, our governor, won the election against John Ashcroft. She went on to serve. She was running for re-election. John Hancock was having a press conference at the Republican Party headquarters in Jefferson City. I think they called it the Ronald Reagan headquarters, which, you know, they named everything after him. And
you say with disdain.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I remember they were going to say some bad things about Mrs. Carnahan. They put out a press release. So I showed up. And I kind of commandeered his press conference. This, remember, pre-cell phones. We may have had cell phones, but they were the flippers yeah, right. or the bags and stuff like that. No Blackberries, none of that kind of stuff. And so I crashed the press conference and kind of injected myself into the thing.
And how does that work? Are you like behind cameras?
Yeah, well,
how
does but that I work? Wasn't going up there and yelling at him.
Yeah.
But when he was making his pitch to the reporters, I was in the back handing out my stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he announced it. Well, I did the same thing. Jim Talent had been working at Washington University, and we were suggesting that Washington University was circumventing campaign finance laws by paying Jim Talent while he was a candidate. And I had a press conference there, and guess who showed up at my press conference was John Hancock. So our relationship started out in an adversarial way. But because, and I learned this from my father too, remember, he was the head of the AFL-CIO, and in most negotiations are come down to the head of the company and the head of the union. And so in a lot of places, he played that role. These were people he got along with, whether it be Mr. Bush at Anheuser-Busch or Andy Craig at what's now called Bank of America. It was Boatman Bank in the back in the day. And they would argue feverishly in the press with each other. You know, that August Bush is trying to take away the livelihoods of regular people. And that Bob Kelly, he's a no good union boss who's stealing union dollars, blah, blah, blah. But then they would have a conversation and they would know because eventually they're in it together. They're going to work it out. And so John and I were into enough settings together where we realized the humanity inside of each other.
Yeah.
John Hancock's not that different than me. He believes in most of the things I believe. I believe in most of the things he believes. We have a different philosophy on the way that you get there. And I will tell you, one of the best things I ever did in my life was when I met John Hancock, that we allowed this relationship to evolve. I still think he's the most politically flawed human being I know. but he truly is my best friend.
Yeah.
I understand his thought process. He's helped me evolve in the way that I view the world. I think I've helped him evolve
in the way he views
the world. And at the end of the day, we're not surrendering our principles. We're actually showing common sense that, yes, there's two sides to everything. And somewhere in the middle, or sometimes right of center or left of center, is where the victor is going to become. So do you want a piece of the pie or do you want the whole pie? And that's a lot of what's going on in our politics right now is, gosh darn it, if we don't get it this way, we're not getting it anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're getting.
That's why.
Rather than getting some type of a compromise. And I just love this man. He is one of the most decent human beings I have ever met in my entire life. If John Hancock ran for office tomorrow, I would work for him.
All right. This is Dave Simons back live. I'm overdue for a break. I do want to add some color and context to what you just heard. So stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. Welcome back. This is At Your Service. Dave Simons filling in from a remote location out on the East Coast. It is 9:38 in St. Louis. Or I'm sorry. See, there I go. I knew I was going to do that being an hour ahead. It is now almost 8:39. Okay, maybe I shouldn't even bother. Everyone has the ability to look at time, right? I don't know why I still feel the need, even on radio, to give you the time. Everybody already knows the time. You can see it. All right. So I hope you enjoyed that little segment. That was just a portion of a 75-minute interview that I did with Michael Kelly that I released. It was one of the first podcasts that I put out there on my new podcast site, which I'll tell you about in just a second. But I thought, man, I remember that as I was putting the show together when it became apparent that Kevin McCarthy apparently was about to lose his speakership and how the dysfunction continues in D.C. And I remembered in that podcast how Michael Kelly was talking about the friendship, the dear, deep, sincere friendship that he shares with John Hancock, and yet they couldn't be more diverse politically. And I'm if I can inject myself in there, I also don't really agree with much that Michael Kelly has to say politically, but I think the world of the guy. I really admire him a lot and his background. And where did we lose that art? When did we lose it? When did this occur? This didn't just happen a few years ago. This has been growing for a while. I think talk radio, unfortunately, because I feel that's part of my hobby is talk radio, but I think that added to the noise starting a number of decades ago, and then the flourishing of cable news and then social media and the internet really, really took it to another level. It's too bad that we've lost the ability, like the Reagan Tip O'Neill days, where you could disagree politically and vehemently so sometimes. And that's what Michael Kelly was pointing at, too, with his father and some of the other leaders in the city. But then you go behind closed doors with a certain amount of respect. I think that's what it is now. It is, compromise is seen as weakness. How did we get there? Compromise should be seen as strength. It always has been, where you could look at the other person and say, I'm going to inch this way, you inch this way. We're not going to get everything we want, because that we understand that's the bedrock of American democracy, that we are not dictators and we have to compromise. But now you have books out there like Mark Levin with the titled Democrats Hate America. That's appalling to me. Someone who's supposed to be on my side politically would make a statement like that. You can't really know Democrats. I have Democrats in my family. Most of them are Democrats. And I can assure you, they do not hate America. Now, I'm not talking about the extremist views. There are those who put on the black masks and go and create all kinds of chaos and Antifa and people like that. They don't even care about Democrats at that point. They are, they want to break out the whole system. They do dislike and even hate America. Those are the extremists. I'm talking about everyday Americans, you and me, who go to the polls and vote. Some of you will vote for Democrats and you love America and want it to do better, be better. There are those like me on the right who also look at this country and say, I love this country, but yes,
we can do better. We can be better. Let's get together and try to do this. It's mind-boggling how we now yell at each other and disagreement now. If you don't hate the other side, then you're not a true fill in the blank. You're not a true Democrat if you're actually talking to that guy over the right, person on the right. Oh, man, you must hate America. You're talking to that person on the left. And then we have guys like John Hancock and Mike Kelly, who are so diverse and take the opposite sides on almost everything politically, and they can be best friends. That's the way it's always been done. Why can't we get back to that? Oh, man, a big sigh. Before we take this next break, because I know this was a short segment, that little episode with Michael Kelly went a little long, but this really gets to the point of this. This is in the Wall Street Journal just today in a poll. Percentage of people who say that the ability of Democrats and Republicans working together is a very big problem in this country today. Now, get this. So everybody was asked, "What do you think this is a problem, that Democrats and Republicans cannot seem to get along?" 63% who call themselves Republicans say, yes, that's a problem. 63%. You know how many Democrats say it's a real problem that we can't get along? 62%. They're basically identical. So the almost two-thirds of Republicans and almost two-thirds of Democrats lament where we are right now culturally and politically and socially, that we can't seem to get along. But here's why I tell you this. It's really interesting that the journal researchers, the pollsters, then dug a little deeper and said, okay, you Republicans, do you think it's important to work with President Biden to accomplish things, even if it disappoints some GOP voters? 34% of Republicans said, yeah, we should still work with Biden. Okay, keep that number in mind. 34% said we should reach across the aisle, this is Republican voters, and work with President Biden. Then they went to Democrats and said, okay, you Democrats, do you think you should reach across the aisle and work with Republicans, even if it disappoints Democrat voters? 58% of Democrats said, yeah, we should reach across the aisle. I'm out of my league on this. I wish I could have Michael Kelly and John Hancock answer this. Why is it that, at least in this poll, and that's all it is, I don't know how scientific it is, but 58% of Democrats say, yeah, I'd reach across and work with Republicans, but only 34% of Republicans say, yeah, I'd reach across and work with Democrats? That's really fascinating to me. I'm not adding any personal opinion to it because I'm not smart enough to figure out why there's such a difference. But doesn't it show that indeed we have a real divide in this country politically? And unfortunately, it does seem to be coming a little bit more from my side of the aisle, and I don't like it. That's all I have to offer you. We'll be right back. My friends, welcome back. You know, I vowed to myself, I know you're going to get into some politics, but don't get too deep. Don't get riled up. I'm actually an even keel guy. But what did I tell you? Sometimes this just gets you riled up a little bit. And I don't like that. So I took a nice deep breath. And now we're going to come back and maybe change gears a little bit. All right. Well, to a certain degree, I had talked about the fact that portion of the podcast with Michael Kelly is on this new podcast that I started releasing and producing this year. And I'm having a blast. I don't know how long I'm going to do this. I don't. I could do it another 6 months. I could be doing it 5 years from now. But for now, I'm just loving this with the new social media outlet. There are two types of podcasts that I release. There is what I call the long form version, which normally has nothing to do with what I do for a living, and that's in the financial management industry. So you just heard a portion of Michael Kelly. By the way, I did interview John Hancock. So if you're interested, you could get the Republican or conservative side of things. You obviously heard Michael Kelly on the left side of things. But I've also interviewed an East Side pastor about what it was like to grow up with 12 brothers and sisters in East St. Louis. A fascinating hour and 13-minute interview with a gentleman by the name of David Hawkins. I got my old buddy Zipra Zeppa to come on and talk about what he's been up to. Someone, a psychologist on panic attacks, somebody, an expert in AI. So that's the long form version. I also, and I only do one or two of those at most at the month, typically one. Oh, by the way, the one that I got the most response on, and you got a glimpse of it if you listen to that short little portion of the interview with Michael Kelly. I brought my mom in, and I don't want to give away a lot. It was a wide-ranging interview with, let's just say that there's some dysfunction of how I grew up, and you got a little glimpse of that with what I was talking about before. So that we go into a much deeper discussion about my mom's own upbringing and how that impacted her kids, including myself. So that's the long form version. That I also release every week what I call a quick hit. And those are shorter little vignettes, 10 to 15 minutes on financial investment issues. And so the one that's actually being released tomorrow, they come out every Wednesday morning, is on shorting stocks. And I thought about doing that because of all this stuff with the meme stock craze and the movie that's out, Dumb Money, which, by the way, I did a movie review that came out last week. That was fun. I've never done a movie review before. So that's all up there. I think that you'll really enjoy some of these. I would encourage you to check it out. Please hit subscribe. Help me out there. That'll keep me going. And how do you find it? Well, the best place really is on YouTube.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation
Download the free app today.
Back. All right, everybody, welcome back. This is At Your Service. Dave Simons filling in from a remote location out on the East Coast. It is 9:38 in St. Louis. Or, I'm sorry. See, there I go. I knew I was going to do that being an hour ahead. It is now almost 8:39. Okay, maybe I shouldn't even bother. Everyone has the ability to look at time, right? I don't know why I still feel the need, even on radio, to give you the time. Everybody already knows the time. You can see it. All right. So I hope you enjoy that little segment. That was just a portion of a 75-minute interview that I did with Michael Kelly that I released. It was one of the first podcasts that I put out there on my new podcast site, which I'll tell you about in just a second. But I thought, man, I remember that as I was putting the show together when it became apparent that Kevin McCarthy apparently was about to lose his speakership and how the dysfunction continues in D.C. And I remembered in that podcast how Michael Kelly was talking about the friendship, the dear, deep, sincere friendship that he shares with John Hancock, and yet they couldn't be more diverse politically. And I'm if I can inject myself in there, I also don't really agree with much that Michael Kelly has to say politically, but I think the world of the guy. I really admire him a lot and his background. And where did we lose that art? When did we lose it? When did this occur? This didn't just happen a few years ago. This has been growing for a while. I think talk radio, unfortunately, because I feel that's part of my hobby is talk radio, but I think that added to the noise starting a number of decades ago, and then the flourishing of cable news and then social media and the internet really, really took it to another level. It's too bad that we've lost the ability, like the Reagan Tip O'Neill days, where you could disagree politically and vehemently so sometimes. And that's what Michael Kelly was pointing at, too, with his father and some of the other leaders in the city. But then you go behind closed doors with a certain amount of respect. I think that's what it is now. It is, compromise is seen as weakness. How did we get there? Compromise should be seen as strength. It always has been, where you could look at the other person and say, I'm going to inch this way, you inch this way. We're not going to get everything we want, because that we understand that's the bedrock of American democracy, that we are not dictators and we have to compromise. But now you have books out there like Mark Levin with the titled Democrats Hate America. That's appalling to me. Someone who's supposed to be on my side politically would make a statement like that. You can't really know Democrats. I have Democrats in my family. Most of them are Democrats. And I can assure you, they do not hate America. Now, I'm not talking about the extremist views. There are those who put on the black masks and go and create all kinds of chaos and Antifa and people like that. They don't even care about Democrats at that point. They are, they want to break out the whole system. They do dislike and even hate America. Those are the extremists. I'm talking about everyday Americans, you and me, who go to the polls and vote. Some of you will vote for Democrats, and you love America and want it to do better, be better. There are those like me on the right who also look at this country and say, I love this country, but yes, we can do better. We can be better. Let's get together and try to do this. It's mind-boggling how we now yell at each other and disagreement now. If you don't hate the other side, then you're not a true fill in the blank. You're not a true Democrat if you're actually talking to that guy over the right. Person on the right. Oh man, you must hate America. You're talking to that person on the left. And then we have guys like John Hancock and Mike Kelly, who are so diverse and take the opposite sides on almost everything politically, and they can be best friends. That's the way it's always been done. Why can't we get back to that? Oh man, a big sigh. Before we take this next break, because I know this was a short segment, that little episode with Michael Kelly went a little long, but this really gets to the point of this. This is in the Wall Street Journal just today, in a poll. Percentage of people who say that the ability of Democrats and Republicans working together is a very big problem in this country today. Now, get this. So everybody was asked, what do you think this is a problem, that Democrats and Republicans cannot seem to get along? 63% who call themselves Republicans say, yes, that's a problem. 63%. You know how many Democrats say it's a real problem that we can't get along? 62%. They're basically identical. So the almost two-thirds of Republicans and almost two-thirds of Democrats lament where we are right now, culturally and politically and socially, that we can't seem to get along. But here's why I tell you this. It's really interesting that the journal researchers, the pollsters, then dug a little deeper and said, okay, you Republicans, do you think it's important to work with President Biden to accomplish things, even if it disappoints some GOP voters? 34% of Republicans said, yeah, we should still work with Biden. Okay, keep that number in mind. 34% said we should reach across the aisle. This is Republican voters, and work with President Biden. Then they went to Democrats and said, okay, you Democrats, do you think you should reach across the aisle and work with Republicans, even if it disappoints Democrat voters? 58% of Democrats said, yeah, we should reach across the aisle. I'm out of my league on this. I wish I could have Michael Kelly and John Hancock answer this. Why is it that, at least in this poll, and that's all it is, I don't know how scientific it is, but 58% of Democrats say, yeah, I'd reach across and work with Republicans, but only 34% of Republicans say, yeah, I'd reach across and work with Democrats? That's really fascinating to me. I'm not adding any personal opinion to it because I'm not smart enough to figure out why there's such a difference. But it doesn't it show that indeed we have a real divide in this country politically? And unfortunately, it does seem to be coming a little bit more from my side of the aisle, and I don't like it. That's all I have to offer you. We'll be right back. My friends, welcome back. You know, I vowed to myself, I know you're going to get into some politics, but don't get too deep. Don't get riled up. I'm actually an even keel guy. But what did I tell you? Sometimes this just gets you riled up a little bit. And I don't like that. So I took a nice deep breath. And now we're going to come back and maybe change gears a little bit. All right. Well, to a certain degree, I had talked about the fact that portion of the podcast with Michael Kelly is on this new podcast that I started releasing and producing this year. And I'm having a blast. I don't know how long I'm going to do this. I don't. I could do it another 6 months. I could be doing it 5 years from now. But for now, I'm just loving this with the new social media outlet. There are two types of podcasts that I release. There is what I call the long form version, which normally has nothing to do with what I do for a living, and that's in the financial management industry. So you just heard a portion of Michael Kelly. By the way, I did interview John Hancock. So if you're interested, you could get the Republican or conservative side of things. You obviously heard Michael Kelly on the left side of things. But I've also interviewed an East Side pastor about what it was like to grow up with 12 brothers and sisters in East St. Louis. A fascinating hour and 13-minute interview with a gentleman by the name of David Hawkins. I got my old buddy Zipra Zeppa to come on and talk about what he's been up to. Someone, a psychologist on panic attacks, somebody, an expert in AI. So that's the long form version. I also, and I only do one or two of those at most at the month, typically one. Oh, by the way, the one that I got the most response on, and you got a glimpse of it if you listen to that short little portion of the interview with Michael Kelly, I brought my mom in, and I don't want to give away a lot. It was a wide-ranging interview with, let's just say that there's some dysfunction of how I grew up, and you got a little glimpse of that with what I was talking about before. So that we go into a much deeper discussion about my mom's own upbringing and how that impacted her kids, including myself. So that's the long form version. That I also release every week what I call a quick hit. And those are shorter little vignettes, 10 to 15 minutes, on financial investment issues. And so the one that's actually being released tomorrow, they come out every Wednesday morning, is on shorting stocks. And I thought about doing that because of all this stuff with the meme stock craze and the movie that's out, Dumb Money, which, by the way, I did a movie review that came out last week. That was fun. I've never done a movie review before. So that's all up there. I think that you'll really enjoy some of these. I would encourage you to check it out. Please hit subscribe. Help me out there. That'll keep me going. And how do you find it? Well, the best place really is on YouTube. So yeah, you get the audio, but you also get the video there as well, as we record these with a camera in the studio. And it's just the Simons Says podcast. Now, remember, Simons has an S on both ends. Some people go, I didn't find it. What'd you put in there? Simon Says. No, it's a play on my last name. S-I-M-O-N-S Says. There's another guy, by the way, that has a Simons Says. So, some people have found it just by in the search link, putting in there David Simons podcast, and then you'll find it. You can also go to Spotify. Just know that when you go to Spotify and put in Simons Says podcast, you will not get the short quick hit. That's only the longer version. All right. So we hope to expand that a little bit over time. I hope that helps you to some degree. All right. Folks, now totally changing gears in the last few minutes I have in this first hour. We're going to spend a lot of time on this in the second hour. I think it's really, really important that all of us, I don't care if you have much invested or not, you're all of us are in this together. We're going to be impacted by what continues to happen with these interest rates that keep going higher, even though the Fed has now, they're now sitting on the sidelines. They didn't raise rates the last time. I personally am not so sure they're going to raise rates again. Their dirty work has been done, and it's now starting to have negative consequences. I'm telling you, I called this. I'm even going to go back and read part of a commentary I wrote 2 months ago, telling you in advance, this is what's going to happen as we get into the fall. And sure enough, we're starting to see some things break down. Now, how much farther do I think this will go? I'll talk about that in the second hour. I think it's really, really important to understand a couple of key factors that are happening right now. Stocks are not taking the lead here. This is a bond market. I know I'm getting into the weeds a little bit. This gets into some finance 201. I don't want to get too deep into this, but I think we need to understand just some basic concepts so you are fully informed of why this is occurring. Why is your 401k statement showing declines here and may continue to show declines? It really has nothing to do with the stock market. It's all about stubborn inflation and the Fed's ability to try to fight it. And I think going too far with raising interest rates too aggressively, I think they should have stopped a little sooner and let all of their dirty work play through the economy instead of continuing to raise rates, even when we started to see things break down as early as this past spring, when we saw some banks like Silicon Valley Bank and some others go under. And every crisis that you look back in history always had kind of a genesis there, a little seed that no one really understood at the time was the beginning of something more nefarious over time. I'm not scaring anybody. I don't mean to. I'm not saying that we're about to have a 2008 type of Great Recession. In fact, you can't be certain of anything, of course, 100% of anything, but I'm fairly certain that we are not heading in that direction. But I think we've got a little work to do to get through some of the stuff that's happening in the financial markets, and that's stocks, that's bonds, that's gold, that's virtually every investment asset class that'll probably remain under pressure. What should we do about it? What should we learn from it? And I'm also going to get into something about annuities, but in a way that may surprise you. So please come back for the second hour. My name is Dave Simons. I've had a great time visiting with you so far. Stay with us. Welcome back. You know, I vowed to myself, I know you're going to get into some politics, but don't get too deep. Don't get riled up. I'm actually an even keel guy. But what did I tell you? Sometimes this just gets you riled up a little bit. And I don't like that. So I took a nice deep breath. And now we're going to come back and maybe change gears a little bit. All right. Well, to a certain degree, I had talked about the fact that portion of the podcast with Michael Kelly is on this new podcast that I started releasing and producing this year. And I'm having a blast. I don't know how long I'm going to do this. I don't. I could do it another 6 months. I could be doing it 5 years from now. But for now, I'm just loving this with the new social media outlet. There are two types of podcasts that I release. There is what I call the long form version, which normally has nothing to do with what I do for a living, and that's in the financial management industry. So you just heard a portion of Michael Kelly. By the way, I did interview John Hancock. So if you're interested, you could get the Republican or conservative side of things. You obviously heard Michael Kelly on the left side of things. But I've also interviewed an East Side pastor about what it was like to grow up with 12 brothers and sisters in East St. Louis. A fascinating hour and 13-minute interview with a gentleman by the name of David Hawkins. I got my old buddy Zipra Zeppa to come on and talk about what he's been up to. Someone, a psychologist on panic attacks, somebody, an expert in AI. So that's the long form version. I also, and I only do one or two of those at most at the month, typically one. Oh, by the way, the one that I got the most response on, and you got a glimpse of it if you listen to that short little portion of the interview with Michael Kelly. I brought my mom in, and I don't want to give away a lot. It was a wide-ranging interview with, let's just say that there's some dysfunction of how I grew up, and you got a little glimpse of that with what I was talking about before. So that we go into a much deeper discussion about my mom's own upbringing and how that impacted her kids, including myself. So that's the long form version. That I also release every week what I call a quick hit. And those are shorter little vignettes, 10 to 15 minutes on financial investment issues. And so the one that's actually being released tomorrow, they come out every Wednesday morning, is on shorting stocks. And I thought about doing that because of all this stuff with the meme stock craze and the movie that's out, Dumb Money, which, by the way, I did a movie review that came out last week. That was fun. I've never done a movie review before. So that's all up there. I think that you'll really enjoy some of these. I would encourage you to check it out. Please hit subscribe. Help me out there. That'll keep me going. And how do you find it? Well, the best place really is on YouTube. So yeah, you get the audio, but you also get the video there as well, as we record these with a camera in the studio. And it's just the Simons Says podcast. Now, remember, Simons has an S on both ends. Some people go, I didn't find it. What'd you put in there? Simon Says. No, it's a play on my last name. S-I-M-O-N-S Says. There's another guy, by the way, that has a Simon Says. So, some people have found it just by in the search link, putting in there David Simons podcast, and then you'll find it. You can also go to Spotify. Just know that when you go to Spotify and put in Simons Says podcast, you will not get the short quick hit. That's only the longer version. All right. So we hope to expand that a little bit over time. I hope that helps you to some degree. All right. Folks, now totally changing gears in the last few minutes I have in this first hour. We're going to spend a lot of time on this in the second hour. I think it's really, really important that all of us, I don't care if you have much invested or not, you're all of us are in this together. We're going to be impacted by what continues to happen with these interest rates that keep going higher, even though the Fed has now, they're now sitting on the sidelines. They didn't raise rates the last time. I personally am not so sure they're going to raise rates again. their dirty work has been done, and it's now starting to have negative consequences. I'm telling you, I called this. I'm even going to go back and read part of a commentary I wrote 2 months ago, telling you in advance, this is what's going to happen as we get into the fall. And sure enough, we're starting to see some things break down. Now, how much farther do I think this will go? I'll talk about that in the second hour. I think it's really, really important to understand a couple of key factors that are happening right now. Stocks are not taking the lead here. This is a bond market. I know I'm getting into the weeds a little bit. This gets into some finance 201. I don't want to get too deep into this, but I think we need to understand just some basic concepts so you are fully informed of why this is occurring. Why is your 401k statement showing declines here and may continue to show declines? It really has nothing to do with the stock market. It's all about stubborn inflation and the Fed's ability to try to fight it. And I think going too far with raising interest rates too aggressively, I think they should have stopped a little sooner and let all of their dirty work play through the economy instead of continuing to raise rates, even when we started to see things break down as early as this past spring when we saw some banks like Silicon Valley Bank and some others go under. And every crisis that you look back in history always had kind of a genesis there, a little seed that no one really understood at the time was the beginning of something more nefarious over time. I'm not scaring anybody. I don't mean to. I'm not saying that we're about to have a 2008 type of great recession. In fact, you can't be certain of anything, of course, 100% of anything, but I'm fairly certain that we are not heading in that direction. But I think we've got a little work to do to get through some of the stuff that's happening in the financial markets, and that's stocks, that's bonds, that's gold, that's virtually every investment asset class that'll probably remain under pressure. What should we do about it? What should we learn from it? And I'm also going to get into something about annuities, but in a way that may surprise you. So please come back for the second hour. My name is Dave Simons. I've had a great time visiting with you so far. Stay with us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.